Listening Part B, Sleep Disorders. In this part of the test, you will hear a lecture on the subject of disorders that disrupt sleep, often referred to as parasomnias. As you listen, you must answer questions in the spaces provided on the answer paper. There will be a short space between each question. You now have 1 minute to read through the questions, and you will hear the talk once only. You may write as you listen. Now read question one. Now listen and answer question one.
Parasomnias are disruptive sleep-related disorders. They are characterized by undesirable physical or verbal behaviors or experiences. Parasomnias can be divided into two categories: primary parasomnias, which are the disorders of sleep states. The two stages of sleep are rapid eye movement, or REM, and non-rapid eye movement, NREM. Rapid eye movement is a stage of sleep in which the eyes move rapidly, dreaming is common, and the brain is active. Non-rapid eye movement, NREM, is a stage of sleep where there is little or no eye movement, and dreaming is rare. It is a stage where the body builds bones and muscles and strengthens the immune system. Secondary parasomnias are disorders of other organ systems that may manifest during sleep. For example, seizures or convulsions, difficulty in performing respiratory movements known as respiratory dyskinesias, abnormal heart rhythms known as arrhythmia, and food or liquid regurgitating from the stomach into the food pipe known as gastroesophageal reflux.
Now read question two. Now listen and answer question two.
The three parasomnia sleep disorders that I will discuss in this lecture are sleep terror disorder, nightmare disorder, and sleepwalking disorder. Sleep terror disorder. Sleep terror disorder is characterized by extreme panic and a sudden loud scream during sleep. These symptoms may be followed by physical activities such as hitting objects or disorientation. People with this disorder can injure themselves. Sleep terror is a disorder of arousal that primarily occurs during stage 3 of NREM sleep. Subsequent memory or recall of the episodes is either nil or partial. The event is often more stressful for the parent or bystander since the individual is technically still asleep. Nightmare disorder. Nightmare disorder is also called dream anxiety attack. Most patients with nightmare disorder are children. Nightmares are frightening dreams that occur during REM sleep and are associated with an increase in heart rate, an increase in the respiratory rate, profuse sweating and arousal. Most of the time, the patient remembers the scary dream in detail and responds to soothing and comforting by a parent or caregiver. Sleepwalking disorder. Patients with sleepwalking disorder show complex automatic behaviors such as wandering aimlessly and carrying objects without any purpose. Sufferers have been known to perform complex activities such as driving a car. Persons affected with the disorder usually have their eyes wide open in a stare. The sufferers may mumble, and communication with the person who is sleepwalking is usually poor or impossible. This disorder occurs in the slow wave stages of NREM sleep. Safety-proofing the sleep environment is an important consideration. Alarms on doors and windows and gates on stairs can be placed if appropriate.
Now, read question three. Now listen and answer question three.
Sleep disorder causes. Few, if any, specific causes exist for parasomnias, but each type of parasomnia has a number of predisposing factors. For example, nightmare disorder may be associated with personality disorders, a stressful home environment, and relationship breakdown. Sleep terror disorder is associated with sleep deprivation and migraines. Sleepwalking disorder often runs in the family and can be associated with full bladder. The condition obstructive sleep apnea is a predisposing factor for night terrors, as is a bloated stomach. Alcohol abuse may also trigger night terrors. Certain medication types have been known to cause parasomnias as well, with rapid eye movement suppressing medications linked to nightmare disorder and central nervous system depressants associated with sleep terror disorder. While lithium has been